The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are humbly welcome to the house of the Lord.
And
into His presence. I believe the day went well.
Yes.
The Lord is still keeping us in the Lord. He's still sustaining us. The one thing that I want you to rest assured that in these 100 days, you will pass through.
Before the 100,
your miracle will come to pass. Before the 100 days end, you will see what you want to see. What I want you to write, because of forgetfulness as we human beings, let's try as much as possible to write for your expectations. Write them somewhere. Paste it in the corner of your room. Write it somewhere that when it is coming to pass, then you start taking and marking them. So by the time the 100th day is up to full, you know that that is what I said before God, and that is what I have received from God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Word of God. We take our scripture for this 100th day, 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30. This time, if you read, I'll go down a little. 2 Kings 19. Today, I know he's not here. He's having another program somewhere. That is why we're not seeing him here today. The Lord will carry him through the program. Amen.
Amen.
2 Kings 19. Once more, a remnant of the kingdom of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion, a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord, or the Lord Almighty, will accomplish it. If it's the Bible, I want you to align the word, the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. Let's go down.
32.
Therefore, that is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter this city or shoot an arrow here. He will not come before it or shoot or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. By the way that he came, he will return.
Amen.
He will not enter this city, declares the Lord.
Amen.
I will defend. I, the Lord, I will defend this city and save it. For my sake and for the sake of my servant David. For my sake and for the sake of my servant Prince. For my sake and for the sake of your servant who? You put your name there.
Foundation.
Because if God says, I will save this city for my sake.
I see,
that means the Lord will not sit down for his name to be disgraced in your life. He will not sit down to see shame happening to you. For people to say that you are the one who have been taking Bible every time and carrying to the church of God. Because when they insult you, they insult God. Verse 35, let's go. And it, That night, the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. I want us to read this so that we know the completion of the whole matter. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. Because if you are going to fight and your soldiers are dead, you don't have an option than to withdraw and go back.
Now,
he returned to Nineveh and stayed there. 37. One day, while he was worshiping in the temple of his god, Nisroch, his sons Adramelech and Sharezer killed him with a sword, and they escaped to the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, succeeded him as king. That is what the Lord says. He said, for his sake and your sake, for his sake and your sake, I will defend you. I will defend you. I will defend you. He said, you will not do anything about it. But it is the seal of the Lord that will accomplish it. You will not go out to fight them. You will not go out to strangle them. But the Lord himself will do it. He himself will do it. His seal will perform it. So I want you to get and rest assured in this 100 days program.
But
irrespective of what your situation is, no matter the challenge that you have brought before the Lord, he says, I will do it.
So
for my name's sake, and your name, I, the Lord, I will defend you. I will save you. I will rescue you. And those that come against you, he didn't end with his rescue. He didn't end with his salvation. But now the Lord says, those people that are coming against you, this is what I will do to them. I will scatter them. I will kill them. I will finish with them. And I will make them merciless. This is the saying of the Lord. This is the saying of the Lord. That in this, as we mark these 100 days, and we declare that, Lord, it is my time. It is my season. It is my hour. It is my time. That I want to see your manifestation in my life. The Lord says I should tell you that he is there to save you. That he has come to defend you. His ears are not deaf. Neither are his hands short. That whatever that you have brought before him, the Lord, that he will look at you and see your enemies trample you. Enemies will not have any foothold over you. They will not have a pin over you. But he, the Lord, he will walk over your enemies. He will walk over your enemies. He will walk over your enemies. Because of the seal of the Lord. Because of the seal of the Lord. So hear this, church. And hear this, my people. The Lord is with you. 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 And he has a purpose for you. Whatever he, the Lord, has said, whatever he, the Lord, has prophesied unto you, whatever gift that he has given to you, he is there to manifest it. He is there to see that it comes to pass. What we need to do, because he knows it,
and
he wants us to speak to him. He wants us to tell him what he should do. He wants you to open up and open up well. So tonight, this evening, we are going to roar back to the roar. When the devil roars, and you also roar, the one who has the mightier warrior, the one who roars bigger and better,
He is the one who overcomes.
But here it is. I don't know what the situation is. But we go to 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 11. 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 11. 2 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 11. That is what the Lord says. The king,
are
we talking about King David here? After he has been ascended as a king of Hebron.
Now, Obey and Henry were Hebron, so no.
In order for him to take charge,
now, so Obey for Bibia, so no, mom, no.
He needed a city for himself.
Now, oh, here, a crow,
the Lord has promised him that I will give you what? A city. I will give you Jerusalem. But hear this. There were enemies on the land.
The Jebusites had taken control of the land.
And they had walled the city.
And nobody can come in.
Even the lame and the blind, when you cannot even conquer them in the city.
But David himself,
with the Lord with him, the king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, "You will not get in here. Even the blind and the lame can ward you off." They will walk you off. They thought David cannot get in there.
These are some of the roarings
that the enemy gives to us.
When the enemy roars to us,
then we are at a loss. When the enemy tells you you cannot get there, then you are shaking. When the enemy reminds you that don't you know that I come from this family, then you stab yourself. When the enemy tells you that you cannot go to the university, then you start thinking.
You go and find the university from here and tell you, who will pay that school fees?
You are going to marry.
Who should take care of your mother?
So, these are some of the worries that the devil gives us. So, when the thought starts coming into our mind,
the thoughts start working on us.
The thoughts are working on us. And they are limiting us. And they are putting us down. And we are saying it is our time. We are saying this 100 days is our time. It is our moment. So you cannot get there. But David wanted to fulfill that purpose. So when we move to the verse 7. Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, which is the city of David. If David had not captured the city, you and I will not have any place to call what? The stone, Zion.
David ate the crown, so Emma on the Tunis. David grew.
He made it his own city.
Oh yeah, and on one Kasani
crew. On that day, David has said, anyone who conquers the Jebusites will have to use the water shaft to reach those lame and blind, who are David's enemies. This is why they say the blind and the lame will not enter the palace. 9. David then took up the residence in the fortress and called it the city of David. And he built up the area around it from the terraces inward. We continue to say, please. And he became more and more powerful because the Lord was with him. Now, when he had conquered the whole city, Hiram, king of Tyre, sent envoys to David, along with cedar logs and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built a palace for David. If David had not conquered the city, would the king send cedars to him?
No.
David had to break the city.
And so, Bubu Kronotu from not only so.
He broke the city down. He opened up the gateway. He opened up the doorway. He opened it up. And the blessings that were for him started coming in. The blessing that God had made for him. The promises that God had there for him. God had prepared for him. Because of the victory. The blessings that are coming in. If you don't wake up to roll and break it down. If you don't wake up to roll and get what belongs to you. The destiny helpers cannot come in. You have to open and break the gate open. Break the door open. And let the blessings flow. Let the blessings flow. That is why we are here tonight. We are here to come and pray. We are here to come and seek the face of the Lord. And tell God, we are ready for this 100 days. We are ready to roll. We are ready to roll. We are ready to roll. In this 100 days, especially in this first month, whoever crosses you,
now, kneel
the person down.
Not just a well, me and not to baby.
Kneel the person down.
Any
agent that crosses you.
Now, a time for me about
put the person down.
A small for me about turning me up.
Anybody that says you will not.
No, be okay, so what to me, no.
Clear the person off the way.
Even if you can never
let them know you are serious and you are really angry for the Lord.
Now, Momo who said, when you have brain, a wire crowd,
Romania. Enough is enough.
Now, since they are broke.
The same story every time is enough.
As I'm could be no
enough is
enough.
Begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord for his word.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We give him praise, Saka.
Jesus name.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
Whatever.
That represents. Any evil. Any stubborn. Challenge. In my life. By blood and by fire. We go to pray.
Compare.
Whatever that has been shouted, that gives us pain. It has been shouted, it has been packed, but that thing is causing us pain. We are going to pray that whatever that it is,
tonight
we uncover it. We are going to uncover it. Anything that the devil has packaged to cause us pain that we cannot find a solution to it. We don't know what it is. We've taken it to the hospital. People are not able to discern what it is. Tonight we are going to uncover it. By blood and by fire. By blood and by fire. Whatever that has been shouted. Whatever that has been shouted. By the enemy. To give me pain. To cause me to weep. To cause me to weep. That I am begging. That I am begging. This evening. I uncover it. 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 Begin to uncover. Anything. Whatever package. Whatever it is. I uncover it. Says, by the way that he came, by the same way he shall return.
Amen.
Any
challenge that has come into our lives,
whatever
says no to our time, whatever that has been holding on unto us, that is refusing the manifestation of God, we are going to command it. By the same way that you came, you are returning by the same way. By the same way that you came, you are returning by the same way. My Father in heaven, every stubborn challenge, every power, every power, every hole, every spoken word that says no to my manifestation, by the same way it came, by the same way it came, according to your scripture, according to your scripture, let this go back by the same, let this go back by the same, let this go back by the same, begin to pray now. When David was about entering and capturing the city, the people told him, "You cannot take over this city. You cannot take over this city." So even when the Lord said, "It is your time and your turn," that voice is telling you that it is not your time. You cannot have that job. You cannot have that career. Some time ago, someone brought a job to me for me to do for
him.
Just about I started doing it.
Then
it just something just struck me.
And I'm be a
who told you can do it?
Man, I guess
you don't want that thing. You cannot do it.
What to me, yo?
You can't do it.
What to me, yeah?
But the time I realized I had folded myself and I stopped.
Many man also know. Or then it's going
to be. Because I didn't want to. And I took it to a friend.
I don't come on, and that would be.
Please help me with this thing.
Oh, if I talk about my way.
When even what I wanted to do was even better than what he did for me.
And
yes, he did not destroy it.
And so no point to me and say no.
So I was standing whilst he was doing it, I was standing behind him.
Now,
I was talking to myself.
Ah.
So what kind of spirit of limitation is this?
That
makes me to look at myself that I cannot do it. So when God has purpose that I'm giving you this challenge to overcome and for you to build a city of David, for you to get your miracle, then the voice should surface. You cannot do it. And by that, that miracle will never happen. If David has succumbed to the voices from the Jebusites,
David,
for them to even tell him that what? Even the blind and the lame in this land could have. You cannot, they will watch you.
Pastor Obokaja ni say, and if Rafuni Ebubua Fumpo, Obupo no be what watch ni, eh, Huanim Fumpo.
That voice was enough to have broken David down.
And Kasan and Umpo, and Unkwa Sumbo say, Ebubu na Ubebi.
The voices that speak to us, sometimes they are too much. Sometimes
you
can't even distinguish the voice of God from the voices of the enemy. Any voice that has released or spoken negativity against us
into our lives,
that our manifestation will not come to pass.
Sir,
won't you shut that voice that
yes,
my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Any evil voice.
That has released.
That has spoken.
Any negativity.
Into my life.
Or against me.
And my family.
Against my business.
Any voice.
That limits me.
That puts embargo on me. This evening, I shut down that voice. By blood of Jesus, I shut down that voice. I shut it down.
I shut it down.
Esther 4:14.
Can I have a quick question? Yes, sir. But if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows that you have highlighted the A part. So if you remain silent at this time,
In this our time,
if you remain silent, the one who rose bigger,
you
continually overcome.
Though
the thing is my time.
If it is my time, and it is my season, and it is my hour,
then it is time to roll. We'll take our last prayer topic My Father in heaven. Every doorway.
Every
gateway. From my manifestation.
From
my family.
From
my business.
From
my job.
From
my marriage. It is my time.
It is my
time. So I command you now. I command you now. Father, we thank you. That is our season. It is our season, Lord. It is our time, Lord. It is our channel, Lord. It is our season. It is our time. It's our season, Lord. It's our season, Lord. We thank you for the manifestation. He said, the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this. Your zeal, O Lord, will accomplish this. Let your zeal accomplish, fulfill every prayer request. Let your zeal fulfill, accomplish, fulfill, accomplish every desire, every dream, every prayer of this altar. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Even as David did not accept no as an answer. Tonight we gather ourselves together and we say we do not accept no as an answer.
Jesus.
That this time it is indeed our season, it is indeed our time, and it is indeed
are ten.
Amen.
We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we share the grace together?
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
And when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
Then to someone and tell the person, August is your time.
August is your time.
Don't let it pass by.
Don't let it pass.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.